Blackstone Publishing presents A Madman's Diary and Other Stories by Lu Xuan. This book is read by Richard Powers. Selected Stories of Lu Xuan by Lu Xuan. The True Story of Archie and Other Stories. Written 1918 to 1926. Preface. To the first collection of short stories, Call to Arms. When I was young, I, too, had many dreams. Most of them came to be forgotten, but I see nothing in this to regret. For although recalling the past may make you happy, it may sometimes also make you lonely, and there is no point in clinging in spirit to lonely bygone days. However, my trouble is that I cannot forget completely, and these stories have resulted from what I have been unable to erase from my memory. For more than 4 years I used to go, almost daily, to a pawnbroker's and to a medicine shop. I cannot remember how old I was then, but the counter in the medicine shop was the same height as I, and that in the pawnbroker's twice my height. I used to hand the clothes and trinkets up to the counter twice my height, take the money proffered with contempt, then go to the counter the same height as I to buy medicine for my father, who had long been ill. On my return home, I had other things to keep me busy, for since the physician who made out the prescriptions was very well known, he used unusual drugs. Arrowroot dug up in winter, sugarcane that had been 3 years exposed to frost, twin crickets, and ardisia, all of which were difficult to procure. But my father's illness went from bad to worse until he died. I believe those who sink from prosperity to poverty will probably come in the process to understand what the world is really like. I wanted to go to the K school in N, perhaps because I was in search of a change of scenes and faces. There was nothing for my mother to do but to raise $8 for my traveling expenses and say I might do as I pleased. That she cried was only natural, for at that time the proper thing was to study the classics and take the official examinations. Anyone who studied foreign subjects was looked down upon as a fellow good-for-nothing, who, out of desperation, was forced to sell his soul to foreign devils. Besides, she was sorry to part with me. But in spite of that, I went to N and entered the K school.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?